Public Works Director Carl Hagerman was tasked with coming up with a long-term capital improvement plan for Petersburg Municipal Power and Light. The borough-owned electrical utility has been building up its cash reserves through electrical sales. Earlier this year, those reserves were estimated at around $7.5 million. Hagerman outlined a preliminary list of projects that could be accomplished over the next few years with some of that reserve money.
After the list is finalized, then we will try to put numbers to those projects as far as what their estimated cost will be, and then schedule those in over a period of several years so that we know when those expenses will hit and how we need to organize and coordinate staff, contractors, and users of the system.
The list has installing new streetlights for Main Street in the downtown area, mapping out the electrical grid, and putting in electric meters for the harbor that can be read and controlled remotely. An ongoing rebuild of the local electrical grid will mean the installation of a new switch for the Petersburg Fisheries plant, and that work will have impacts for other customers. Hagerman thought some of that would be contracted out to a private company.
It's a pretty complicated coordination issue because it will shut down a large section of town for a short while some swap over is happening. Can't do it in the middle of fishing season. It'll likely be, you know, during when school's in, so that may cause some problems. And so there are definite coordination issues that need to be worked through, but we'll get there.
Among the future projects is a rewind of the borough's Crystal Lake Hydro Plant, about 18 miles south of town. That's replacing copper in the generator. It could also involve some other site work at Crystal Lake. Other site work is needed at the electrical department's downtown buildings and control room, while a transformer will eventually need to be replaced. The department also wants to put some electrical lines in some parts of town underground, possibly upgrading electrical meters for all customers, replacing power poles as needed, and having more covered space for materials at Power and Light's property in Scow Bay. Hagerman estimated all the work on the list would total around $8.5 million, and he thought electrical department reserves could fund the projects if they're spread out over time.
Of course, we're not going to do it all at one time.
Right.
You know, so, you know, part of the capital improvement plan is scheduling these projects in and deciding which ones are, you know, the highest priority and making those happen as soon as possible. A lot of them, because of the systems that they influence, there's a high amount of coordination that needs to be done, and so that will probably come into play in the scheduling these projects out, too.
Meanwhile, some of the work is already budgeted for and underway. The borough has purchased a new emergency backup diesel generator for the municipal building and police station, and that could be installed later this summer. Also, tree clearing at the penstock at the Crystal Lake Hydro Plant is finishing up this summer. And the Assembly approved the latest work, a bid award for rainforest contracting for over $78,000. That money will pay to repair a leaky roof and replace insulation in an electrical department building that houses a backup diesel generator. Hagerman explained that this is one of the department's buildings downtown with leaks.
This is a generator building that also has leaks coming through the roof. The mechanic, Bob Zemke, has placed buckets in various locations. It's been patched for years and really needs to be replaced.
The roofing and siding on that building will be replaced in that contract. The Assembly voted 6-0 to award the bid to Rainforest. That company also has the contract to remodel the Power and Light offices nearby. The remodel of that structure is expected to take about 6 months and should be done by next April. In related news, the annual shutdown of the Taiyi Hydroelectric Facility for power line work was delayed because of an employee strike in Wrangell this summer. It now has been scheduled at the end of the summer. Petersburg will be on backup diesel power September 5th through the 15th during that maintenance. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.